All right, one's in the gate. Checking your levels. How are you sounding?
Good, good. Sounding good.
Me. All right, very good. Yeah, so the big boss man, Trent Trout, you know, he calls me in his office yesterday, and he's like, basically, like, so what's the deal? And I was like, well, we did a 420 episode, and then we, you know, take a month off, take 6 months off, you know, something like that. And he said, no. Have you looked at the numbers? And I said, why would I look at the numbers? Who cares about numbers? The numbers are up. Numbers are really up.
The 135 is correct. That's like real big considering it took so long for the race to the 100, right?
Nope.
We crushed it. We crushed it in 3 weeks, you know?
Right. So pretty big numbers on the board. He said, you got to do more of that. And I said, well, people are counting on us, so we need to start waking up early Monday morning, you know.
Baking up early.
4 a.m. But now, will he answer the call at 4 a.m.? That's the real question.
Supposedly.
At least you waited about 40 seconds to cough into it. Like, well, I guess this is the safe time to do it. But remember that last episode when like you were just coughing right off the bat?
Yeah. Well, I had COVID.
You had COVID and you were podcasting for
again?
No.
Oh, God. I was like, Jesus.
I'm in my own little sanctuary.
I was like, this guy's a cure for COVID.
Are you on the mend or what?
Yeah, I'm all good now. I'm all good.
Uh-huh. Back in the, back breathing on people's food?
Hell yeah.
That's correct. I got a funny doctor story.
Okay. Ooh, sexy. Do we save it? Is this the goal? Do we just
we'll save it. Let's start it off right, you know?
Count it down.
Indeed, sir. Let's do this thing.
All right, then. In 5, 4, 3.
My holy name, are you blabbering about?
You hear me now? Say we rock it on, don't say we rock it on, don't say we rock it on, don't
grind, father.
Good morning, Chitek. It is the 22nd of May, and you know what that means. 4 a.m. We're getting up early. We're staying up late. We're going to get blazed in 20 minutes. Of course, we don't tell on ourselves for doing that formally, but that's sort of the idea of what we do here. Your friends are all too old, too tired to get up at 4 a.m. with you. But for one day a week, we will get up with you. We will deliver the week's news and the latest and greatest. And with all that said, I am Red Rocker. With me, as always, to my left is Lunch Meat.
Out of the mist, there stands a man. Out of the smoke, it's me, Lunch Meat.
And to his left is Trent Trout.
Hank, don't. Alabaster's a little guy, but he'll mess you up. No offense, but he's from Oklahoma. Peggy, give me the hat. I love Hanko. That's a good episode. When he becomes a pimp, it's probably one of the best ones
back.
Besides when he gets okay, like,
I was gonna,
gets
yeah,
high
I needed a little reminder there.
Passes
yeah,
out
right.
In the bush.
The only propane I'm the only thing I'm pimping is sweet lady propane. I'm pimping her out all over town.
got that sweet propane drip money.
Is there any chance the reboot is gonna ever reach the old heights?
Probably, yeah. I'm excited about the future. Oh yeah, for sure. It's good. Beavis and Butthead ones are like even better. Like I hear
true?
Like
that was gonna use
100% true. 100% true.
Better.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll give them a watch.
Definitely
when
better.
When they first came out with something, I was like, ah, I don't really want to watch this. There's no video.
No, it's like, they have videos.
Do they have videos?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a watch.
It's great. They're really
you
funny
like that movie
because all the videos are real bad.
You like that
Yeah,
movie
the movie was great.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know about this. We might have to do a special on that.
What a multiverse. What about your little nerd multiverse? You know?
Well, I don't know. What do you say? If you didn't watch it. New Beavis and Butthead. No, I'm going to ask someone who didn't watch it and get the loadout from him.
I thought we had a rule not talking TV right off the gate.
All right, I apologize. I apologize.
I'm not aware of this rule, but I'm not against it.
You're right. What do we talk about right off the gate?
The police, right? The po-po?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, let me
cue the music.
Let's just do it in. That's all right that they're out there looking out for us, protecting us. We'd just like to know where that is. I also have a report, but go on ahead. Why don't you start it off there, Trent?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a doozy for you fellas. Okay. So Old Red Rocker already heard this one, but I didn't. I was saving it for the old pod, but I know we were on the writer's strike.
I was saving mine for the pod, too, and I also didn't write anything down. Very good.
Yep. So, so check this shit out. So, fast forward to, you know, we did our podcast traditionally at 420 on 420, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, how you said, I told everybody I was making ribs and I had the day off and shit. So, right. I did. I'm all by myself jamming out to, like, literally the Big Lebowski soundtrack. Listen to Hotel California. Like, belting it out, you know what I mean? As loud as I can. My dog's looking at me like an idiot. And then, like, I thought I heard my dog, like, bark because I got two dogs. So, like, one's looking at me and one's just chilling in the living room, you know, because he's like, I'm done with this dumbass. And so he starts going nuts. I'm like, whatever. He's like, you know, he barks at a squirrel, so I wasn't too worried about it. But then I thought I heard a door pound real loud, and then he was also started barking. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, all right. So then as I'm going up to the door, I just see somebody standing at my door, you know what I mean? Because like we're
at
my door.
I'm 420.
So all I see is just a face. It's just one guy. Right? I'm like, I didn't think anything of it. As I get closer and as we meet contact, I start to see like more like over my window, and I can see his police uniform now. And now it's too late. He's seen me. I've seen him. My dogs are going nuts. I'm like, all right, fuck it, whatever. It's my house. You know what I mean? I'm a man. I don't have my kids with me. I can fucking smoke weed on my own. You know what I mean? My house reeks like weed, by the way. Like at this point, I've been smoking the whole day. I've been drinking at this point. I'm definitely lit.
Should.
Right. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. So this guy knocks on my door and like, dude, I've been living here for 6 years. All my neighbors are cool. I'm like, there's no way anybody called on me for smoking weed. I'm like, because now I'm like, I'm actually genuinely curious. Like, why is this cop at my door? You know what I mean? Like, is it bad? Did something happen to somebody I know? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm thinking, right? I'm not thinking. Uh-huh. So he's like, hey, do you know your neighbors next door? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, somebody called and they haven't heard from him in like 3 days. And we're just doing a wellness check. And I'm just like, hey, man. I was just like, well, I wanted him to go away, but I'd also like, let's say something happened to this guy. I'm like, I don't need him coming back on my 420. So
it was me who murdered him.
I know, right? Like, but I gave him just enough information to go away. I was like, hey, dude, I saw him 3 days ago. That's all I know. I don't know no more. You know what I mean? And then he like,
my name is Paul, but this is between y'all.
But dude, like, here's the thing. He also had a canine with him, and then that's why my dog was flipping out. And his SUV was parked not in front of my house, but like my house is kind of weird, like how the parking and how my front window is. So when I looked out my window, I didn't see anybody. That's why I didn't like think. I'm like, all right, whatever. But then like after I saw him walk off, I saw he was like right there. I'm like, son of a bitch. And the window was open. You know what I mean? Right. So like for like a good week, I'm like paranoid. I'm like, if I see this guy, I'm just like, wait, like, you know, he's going to pull me over. Right.
I mean, it's different now that we're like older. We're like old gentlemen. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, it's like they look at us like different. You know what I'm saying?
I pay property taxes, sir. I pay taxes and property taxes. Two taxes.
Mm-hmm. It's like Michigan just went legal on it. Then like, you know, Illinois and like
Minnesota's
Michigan.
Minnesota's going to be the next one. They just got to pass it through.
They did pass it through. Minnesota did.
Yeah, but it's not actually
13 more minutes, so we do that thing we don't tell
it will be.
We're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
correct.
I mean, so that means all they need is, why isn't Iowa done it? They have nothing. It's a farming.
Why hasn't Wisconsin? Why hasn't Wisconsin done it? That's a farming community.
Because, you know why they haven't?
I mean, I know why.
Because we have a Republican legislature. That's why. If the Republican legislature would flip, because we already have a Democratic governor, so I think if it was a Democratic legislature, it would be legalized. I can tell you that right now. The amount of money that it would bring into the state, dude, they're chomping at the bit to do it. But you got too many of these hardcore Christian Republicans that are still like Ron Johnson. And I forget who the fuck else they are, but there's too many of those hardcore dudes that'll never. They're old and rusty.
Isn't it more or less like
just like hippies? You know, like who the fuck?
Isn't it more or less like you know?
Doesn't exist.
They get Wisconsin. They surround all the other states and then legalize it.
That's what I mean. That's
driving in. Everyone's driving in, and they just would rather bust us and with the drugs. You know what I'm saying? Than actually legalize it, because they get most of the money from all the like, would you rather get like $15 from every stoner for every ounce that you buy at a store, or would you rather get like $2,000-$3,000 from?
Oh, they get more than that from out of state people. That's the other thing too, is people that are visiting out of state, you get charged more. Because I know when I go to Illinois, so they charge you more.
All right. What else? Oh, I know. I had something about the cops I wanted to say. So everyone's like supporting the blue around here, and they have like all these like lights that are blue. And they're like, I know for a fact that the people who are doing this are like all Republicans, but yet they're like houses look like, you know, blue Democrats. Is that a thing?
That's smart. Yeah, it's smart. Yeah.
And right. Also,
it's called the wolf in sheep's clothing, my man. That's how you win elections, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Right?
Isn't backing the blue like backing the Crips? Isn't the Crips blue?
That's an LA thing, my man. That doesn't really exist by us.
I mean, isn't it gang related though?
All politics is gang related. Didn't you hear that Chris Rock bit? Like, you know, whether you're like, it's everybody wants to be in a gang, whether you're Republican or Democrat. Everybody, you never heard that bit? I suggest you listen to it, because it's like he speaks truth in that one. It's like, it is kind of true. Because if you're hard on one side or the other, you are kind of like, it's like, all right, well, if you're not going to listen to the other side, you are kind of ignorant. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not saying everybody's right, but ain't everybody wrong. You know, it's like goes both ways.
Right.
You're both idiots. How about that? How about we both agree that you're both idiots and you both care too much about dumb shit. Right?
I mean,
society is bigger than dumb shit. What about you? Yeah, what do you got going on?
It's true. It's kind of, I mean, I know it's a sign of my privilege, but it's easy to give up and be tempted by giving up. Yeah, you know, I get it. Anyway, mine is a little less exciting. I saw a cop driving around, like they modified like a Ford Focus.
Yeah,
like a police car.
They're sneaky like that.
It's so sneaky. It's actually scarier to me than a police tank.
Dude, they do it with minivans a lot. I've noticed it.
Minivans.
No, like, I think state troopers do that.
They kind of fall in that Chrysler-y kind of like. I expect a minivan to potentially be a police officer.
It's like McVacky. Like, it's like McVacky driving around,
but not a small car like that. I mean, it's got the big back. I mean, it's
like if a cop pulls you over in a Prius, you're like, what? Really? Is this this isn't a cop, is it? This isn't for real.
I'm like more afraid of that than like a tank, literally. Like, it's the scariest thing. It's like, it's, you don't see it coming.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of those undercover detectives and shit, they those cars they seize, that's what they drive around in. So yeah, that's probably what it is. It's probably just a car that got seized in a drug raid, or, you know, somebody doing some crazy ass shit. And then the government's like, oh, well, we own your shit now. Property seizure law.
If they scare you that much, then like you almost get into a car accident driving and seeing something so scary. Like,
God. Sounds like a potential gray area for somebody to become a millionaire in a lawsuit.
I was like, oh my God, anyone could pull you over. This guy could pull you over. Like, I had a scary couple of seconds.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah, I think if I had somebody pull me over like that, I'd call like an actual police station and be like, yeah, I'm going to request a real officer to come out, because I don't trust this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, fuck this. Because there are real creepers out there that have lights. That, like, dude, there's YouTube videos, tons of them. Like, I follow. Yeah, like, dude, that shit's a real. Like, those dudes are real weird.
They take the money and your drugs, and then they just leave you there with your pants around.
They just pull people over for no reason. Like, oh, you're speeding. Like, they think they're cops, but they're not. It's like they're usually security guards.
They get a little hard ons. Like, yeah, they get a little hard ons. Cops in training, you know?
But they're not actually cops yet. So they get a little too, like, you know, jumped on the, like, it's like the classic, like, oh, I'm not a cop yet, but I'm like in the academy or I'm in training.
You know what
in,
I like is the, you old, know, it's like, you know,
I work in a prison.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or correctional officer. It's always can, security like, guards, though, usually.
That's like
didn't
the way
make it.
I don't know. Actual red and blues, like hidden in the grill of your car.
The best is when it's like a convicted felon that's got like body armor on and shit. They're like pulling people over, thinking they're a cop. Like, dude, how delusional are you? Like, you could be further from a cop.
That sounds scary.
I know, right? Yeah,
it is scary.
Those
honestly.
People are out there, man. Like, there's real body camera footage of it. It's not like, you know, somebody you know, it's like real, like cops like busting people with this shit. Happens a lot in Florida, it seems like. Florida and Oklahoma seems to be the craziest places to live.
If you found out the person trying to arrest you wasn't a cop, would you growl and pounce at them?
I would like try to like
if I could get the jump on them. Yeah, but if they had a gun belt on them and shit, like you got to figure if like he's looking down on you and you're in your car. Now if you're out, you're both face to face, toe to toe. That's a little different. But
I think if I'm lunging advantage. At someone, I might be able to take one bullet before like tearing at their face.
You could definitely take a bullet. Depends. Like, I could take a bullet
that's
if it
my
threw
whole
me maybe.
Potential would be robbers listening. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, thanks for the viewership. Don't rob us, please.
We do appreciate it. Don't rob
us. And we will give you the money. Don't shoot us either.
I don't want to have
unnecessary.
You're going to find out that I'm Apple Cash rich, and you're going to need my face every time.
Do you have a Venmo?
Okay, what else do we do? Should we cover a little
Well, we got the cops tab. Yeah, we're going to do... sports now, or
well, I mean, yeah, that's why.
Do
I'm
we care enough to do it?
No, we do. Listen to this.
New game, Roadhead.
I care.
Cricket. Nobody understands cricket. You gotta know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
Is that better than any Super Tecmo Bowl theme song? It is, right? It's the best way to start your sports minute. I have one thing I heard about sports this week.
Go on.
Do we not have Giannis anymore? Is that a thing that's not happening anymore? Don't we need that guy?
We currently still have him, I thought. It's news to me. Did we lose him in a trade or something?
Yeah, traded? I think he got traded to somewhere else. I heard it in passing on the radio, and I thought.
Are you thinking of Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Aaron Rodgers is definitely gone.
Believe it or not, I actually know the difference between these two people.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, that'd be crazy if we lost two.
I think he's going to, like,
sports
New York
care.
Or something like that. I just heard it in passing. It was like, yeah, I wonder if that's true.
No, Aaron Rodgers is going to.
Not Aaron Rodgers. I know about him. He's gone.
Yeah, I know. He's going to New York, too. He's going to the Jets. Which is the same one that Brewer that fucking Brett Favre went to. Which
is there
weird.
Any chance that there's like a second Aaron Rodgers waiting after like another great football player? Do we have like a third football player like that?
I think his name is like Love or something like that. He's
What's
supposed
his deal?
To be good.
Good?
I don't know, he's like a proud African American man that I love. You know what I'm saying? I love to see it. You know? Yeah.
I'll
just see a proud African American quarterback. It's gonna be great.
So you just like him because he's black? Is that it? You don't know shit
that's
about
correct.
Him? That's correct.
Okay. And
that's
he doesn't
weird.
Fight dogs. And he doesn't fight dogs. You know? This is our chance.
Last name?
Yeah, that
house.
You know of,
yeah. So
I can tell you
maybe...
right now, if he's from Atlanta, that motherfucker fights dogs.
What if someone came out, what if someone said they were like, you know, in a cat fighting ring? Is that better or worse than dog fighting?
We've already had this discussion. This. Yes. We have, yes. We're not doing it again. We're not doing this again, goddammit.
You said it wasn't fine.
It's not fine. The answer is not fine.
I know, we all agree. Nobody wants to fight cats or dogs in this. Let's be clear. We don't condone either one.
Is there any animal that you can fight that's like not cruel?
Yeah, I feel like insects, like scorpions and spiders, you know, let them
praying
be, like,
mantises.
Yeah, like snakes. Snakes eat each other. Like they're disgusting, like ravenous, you know, like that's like
I
just
feel like
nature and its
members
rust.
Of the same species against each other. Maybe we need to pit like different species again. Oh, I know, I guess dog fighting is dog fighting. You don't introduce a
what separates us from the monsters? once we do that.
Our underpants. I mean, right? Like, if you saw a monster, but he had, like, underpants on, that'd be more terrifying. Like, where'd you get the underpants from? Like, what the fuck? Are you the Hulk?
I think we all know.
I think we all know.
3 minutes so we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves.
Hell yeah. Ooh, yeah, that's right. I got to get myself ready.
Okay, hope you're ready. Get ready. At home, just like wiping the dust off their eyes. We have been delivering this stuff at a click. It's a little early, but I'm going to take my chances and just say, lunch meat, what's in your pizz?
I got some Apple Jacks and some Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hoping you... Okay, Trent, what you got in your pizz?
I got a little bit of Night Prowler.
I myself, okay, I have something I got. I bought it off my former drug dealer turned wife turned current drug dealer.
Let's not snitch on ourselves, people.
I feel like you have some time slots and some editing to do there.
My pigs have been laying in about a quarter inch of Diet Dr. Pepper. I pulled it out. I set it aside for about a good 2 weeks, and now I'm ready to do that up in just a moment here. Yeah, so I don't have a name for it, though. Some stuff doesn't have a name, you know?
It's better that way. It's a simpler time when we just like used to make up our own names.
Shall remain nameless.
Exactly. The dark.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Oh, the name.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Sorry, I was randomly, the very first thing I was recommended was a new Weird Al Yankovic swing. It's fancy, but he calls himself Handy instead. He's a handyman. There's no snide about it. He's just talking about what a great handyman he is. He's so handy.
Yeah, we need more handyman.
It sounded like he was saying correct handyman things during the song. I can't vouch for it 100%, but it sounded like he knew his stuff.
I thought handymen were like, you know, the new term for, you know, like steel workers, you know, like where they're handy with their hands.
I think you made that up, but no, I mean, I like it. I'm not gonna disagree with it.
Yeah, a little card. This is like handyman.
What do you think is more tainted, handyman or steel worker? In that regard,
steel worker in that regard, probably. Yeah. It still holds up, probably.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Strap on the old tool belt, go to work.
Okay, well,
put the old pouch on.
I stand corrected.
Start slapping that hammer in the holster. Get the old cat gun out.
All right, we have actually quite a few, maybe even a record number of smoke rolls this week. That was done by dialing 414-909-0525. That's Yo-Yo Cal. But those are zeros. Let's start with this is Ed Earl as Chalkboard Joe, and is Writer's Strike got the best of my boys? Where did
he
go?
This guy.
Let's get started. Can you believe the great Donald Trump has been convicted of sexual molestation? Not right, though. I bet that jury full of Brandon's wrongly convicted him. Can you believe the woke Budweiser company put a transsexual beer can? I bet. Hold on, let me get to myself. I bet Buffalo Bill dancing with his wiener tucked in all the way, Joe, was behind them. We wanted to celebrate women's rights, and that's not what happened. Can you believe it? Glad you're back.
Oh, man. I'm starting to really like this guy.
And Earl, oh, man. Jeez, I don't even know where to begin with that guy.
I mean, it's really loaded. I mean, there's like so many things. I mean, we could do a whole episode on that question right there.
Hey, and Earl, damn, Earl, as a personal note from, I don't read these in advance. Put quotations around Buffalo Bill dancing with his wiener tucked in all the way, Joe.
Oh, is there a missing? Oh, I got
to know that going into it that I'm this guy. Okay. That aside, yeah, so that's a lot, but first of all, we stand by our writers or whatever. I think 3% is a reasonable number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Like they're not at, yeah, right. Like I feel like most Trump of these real strikes fast. Are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's a molester. It's pure greed. A woman okay, molester.
Okay. a grown is woman.
Like, kind of like when OJ was convicted guilty, but still like just had to pay a bunch of money. He didn't go to jail or anything. Did Trump yeah. spend any time
no,
in jail?
Because
no, he doesn't go to
Simpson.
No,
is, like,
this is a civil trial.
In Twitter, have you seen him? He's like, hello, Twitter world. Don't even like, dude, OJ Simpson is like living, dude. He commented on like a bunch of Myrtle trials. And like, what was funny is every single time he's like, I don't know why people are asking me this. And he just kind of looks in the camera like, you're like, we all know why. You know, it's like, this motherfucker, dude, what? You got it. Like, oh yeah, you haven't seen it? You got to check out his Twitter. I don't watch his Twitter, but I watch snippets of it
OJ's
from YouTube.
Twitter? Okay.
From people like posting it on YouTube.
We're
going
to circle back to OJ's Twitter.
Yeah, like but watching OJ break down a murder trial and
did
him being
Trump
like,
go to jail for a night though?
No, he didn't do it. No, it's a no, civil trial. No, no. Okay, let me
guys
let me
like him
talk
never see
second,
a night
right?
in jail. Like people like him never. Yeah, he'll never see jail. No, he might see an ankle
not
monitor.
Even,
maybe
did he go into a jail cell at any point?
No, he might have passed by one, like, you know, with a bunch of heavily guarded. You know,
I don't think
police
you could,
officers
honestly,
surrounding him.
You really can't put him.
You can't put him in a
so this, is, this is what. Oh boy! All right. So this is pretty much what happened. He got sued for $5 million or some shit like that.
Yeah, he lost that.
He
right?
lost that.
Yeah.
But like, he can appeal it and keep it out of court.
Yeah,
for,
which he'll do
forever.
That's what he does. Yeah, he'll tie.
And
it
he doesn't
up
have to pay a single
yep.
dollar till that actually happens.
Exactly.
So it's like he's not actually going to like see any like. You know,
so
everyone just
nothing,
knows he's a rapist
and he
now.
He can, like, be president again, basically.
Well, everyone, it's like one of those things where it's like, dude, he's a tried and jury rapist.
No, he's still,
you know what I'm
I
saying?
Don't think they care. I don't think Trump people care.
I don't think they care. It's, they don't even believe it, really. You know what I'm saying?
No, they probably just, like, don't. And I don't,
no.
yeah, like.
You know?
I'm not discouraged by that. Like, they'll still vote for him.
Isn't it that thing in New York?
You're not discouraged. You're
going to
vote for him.
No, I'm saying like,
hell
I'm
yeah,
not
2029 or whatever. What
yeah,
is it? What
right,
are we voting?
Exactly.
I don't even don't care even anymore.
I think it's. Right
I'm sure they'll be reminding us real close. Like, wait till November this year. Like, it's like as soon as it becomes a year away from elections, it's like just can't get away from it.
Oh my god,
it's gonna be horrible.
Oh my god, right,
I know I don't want to think about it either.
You're freaking me out, man. We're gonna quickly switch over to a next one here. Hey, this is Jizz. I was just obsessing over the new Zelda game and I realized you guys must be playing it too. That's why the new episode is so late, right? Did I win the no prize? That's, of course, in reference to our good month we take off. We take a month off after 420. Everyone knows that.
It's like we fall asleep for 1 month.
Spring vacation. Spring break, baby. Woke boy style.
We did. Exactly. Is anyone playing this Zelda game, though? I don't know.
I'm playing it. It's great. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's way better. It's like you can build anything you want from anything. You can fuse anything to anything.
So is
and
it
kind of
like Fortnite? Can't you build?
No.
Is it like Fortnite? No.
No. It's way cooler than Fortnite. Like, you can, like, make machines. Okay. Just check it out online. You can build any machine.
Some people go online, and they listen to you for information on what makes it so awesome.
Dude, you can build anything. You can do anything. It's, like, it's triple.
Describe
so you got
anything.
Last time.
You're gathering ingredients. You got to get an axe.
Not even. You can, like, take some tree logs, and you can take some wheels, and you can, like, start driving it around. You can, like, make, like, a death helicopter. You can make, like, a death air balloon. So there's Hyrule, and then there's like a whole.
You have designs.
I mean, you come up with your own designs, but they also like teach you in the like dungeons how to build cool designs.
In the dungeons.
In the dungeons.
In the dungeons for designs.
I'm sorry, what?
Are you still cooking for yourself?
You're still cooking for yourself, but this time you have more ingredients. It's great.
I hate it. Okay, Trent, how about you? When's the last time you played a Zelda?
Oh, man. Like, I'm not even going to lie. It's probably going to be, we're going back to, like, Super Nintendo, like, days.
You got
like
there,
Link,
right?
Like the original, one. Like where you had to get the whole triangle filled in with all the little pieces, and like, yeah, dude, like I remember that shit. And I, dude, I'd
that
play
was
it.
Like, that was
I'd,
a great.
I would play it now, honestly, but I don't know if I'd like fall in love with it again.
I actually have it here, but like more to that's like the only one I've ever completely beaten. Like I've never beaten Zelda except for that one. I love that one, but yeah, also not sure if I'm gonna be able to get in on this. It's still on the Switch.
Yes, you can like build like a you can build like a giant robot that has like mass destruction capabilities and walk around Hyrule and like.
You're really excited about this. I can hear it in your voice.
It's actually really great, dude. I mean, hey, if you don't want to, I tried to explain virtual reality to you guys, and you guys are just some old grandpas. I wouldn't, expect you guys
it,
to understand.
Like, I'm playing
you know,
Fortnite. Like I don't know what to tell you, man. Like.
Okay, that's like 2000 too late. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Grandpa is still playing Fortnite. Did you get your skins? Did you get your little skins? What kind of skins did you get? You know?
Star Wars month, I got like, 4 different stormtroopers. I just unlocked Darth Maul.
I built a wooden tower.
I don't build it, actually. I'm not good enough. I have to, like, it's cool though. Lightsabers can destroy a whole tower with one swing. So it's really a great equalizer, yeah. Because I don't build. My brain doesn't work that way. I'm too old to build. I can't build and fight. I can do.
He admits it. I have a laser. I have a gun cane. I have a cool gun cane that I walk around with, and I shoot people. Shoot those youngsters on their flying wheelie boards. You know,
this guy tried to build me in a box recently, and I was proud to say I like burst through that thing with like grenades.
Trying to
like,
build you in a
build.
Box.
Yeah.
Do they have like a cool like Pokemon goer? That'd be cool. You should like go around in Fortnite trying to find Pokemon.
That would be great. I would love a Pokemon team.
But you know what they do have? Koryx in Zelda. You know, it's exactly what it is.
What is that? You collect animals?
You collect Koryx, which are like Pokeballs.
Koryx?
Are there animals?
Koryx.
Are there Pokemon?
Okay.
Or just the balls?
Well, they're like little tree creatures.
Oh God!
I'm listening.
Stop listening.
All right, moving along. What else? What else we got on this old the little Smokies?
Well, since you brought it up, oh yeah, it's your boy Wokemon, and you know what that means. It's fucking time for a real question. So I hope you've been listening. You have to fuck one, marry one, and kill one. Are you ready?
Okay,
I'm ready.
Lickitung, Guzzlord, and Machoke. Don't fuck it up.
These are Pokemon. I'm taking it, correct? I'm just making clarifying because he sounds like him for like.
I'm gonna fuck Guzzlord.
Oh yeah, so I would. Yeah, sure.
What are the other choices again?
Yeah, I don't remember these names. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go through them again. Lickitung, Guzzlord, and Machoke.
Probably kill Lechoke and then marry. Drink jizzer.
I just want to drink a little
jizzer. Is that what its name was? A little
Lickitung.
Oh, Lickitung. Yeah, Mary Lickitung. I'm sorry.
Mary Lickitung, and then you said kill Machoke.
Yes.
Mary Guzzlord. You know you're not
of
wrong.
Of course.
That's not a terrible pairing. I myself would, of course, fuck Lickitung. That just makes perfect sense. I would probably actually do it different, though. I would marry Machoke and kill Guzzlord. Okay, Frank, the balls are
I'll come the Guzzler or whatever. What are we doing? I'll come that Guzzler.
You're going to marry who? Who are you going to marry?
The one, the first one, and then the third one I'll kill, and then the second one I'm going to... What do? I choke him? Or I fuck him? What do I do?
I think you picked the same.
It's kind of one of the same with some of these hoes.
You and Lunchmeat had the same picks then.
I think so, yeah.
It's sexy.
Great minds, they double team, should we?
Don't make eye contact.
Well done. Think Slow came on. That was a fun segment.
It was. It was pretty good. All right. What else we got on there? Anything else?
Yeah, we've got a few more. We just
oh, shit. These.
We don't have any. I guess we got nothing else going on. Why not? 414-909-0525. Hey, Woke Boys. It's me, your boy, repping for my Battle Hawks. I heard your latest episode, and my battle axe perked up hearing about a new marketing idea for selling my battle rags. I don't currently use them as cum rags, but here I did and sold them on my OnlyFans. My mom shows just her feet on OnlyFans and clears a cool 35K a year. I feel like if I can even get half of that action, I may be able to fund the big XFL Bowl this year. What do you fellas say, yay or nay?
Yay. Yay to the cum regs. He already, like, spent his nut on championship regs, but they never made it to the championship.
Well, that's the chance you take, baby. That's the gamble. That's the sport. That's the love of your team, right?
So you know he's, like, nutting in them now, you know?
So that means
all those dry cum regs just sitting in a closet waiting for next year. It's so sad.
So it is happening, though, right now? XFL is a thing?
No, it's over. Done. It just got finished, like, in, like, May. Like, literally, I think,
like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So it was a thing for, like, this season? Is it coming back next year?
I don't know. That I don't know.
It might be. Dude, I hear, like, The Rock is in, like, a bunch of legal trouble and also, like, I don't know.
Like, sexy? Like, dirty,
no,
sexy
it's going to be some shit that he's going to, like, totally get out. Shit. Someone's, like, suing him for, like, an everyone, like, that, like, for, like, $3 billion or some bullshit.
Do you think The Rock could unite the world and become, like, the president that we all
know? He's, like, legitimately two movies away from being overplayed. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like,
I feel the same way.
He's slipping. He took his eye off the ball.
Did you guys actually hate Black Adam, or was it like I thought Black Adam was mildly all right? It took me 3 days to watch it, but like
it took me 3 days to watch.
It did. Be honest, it took me 3 days, but like I did mildly.
Like
it was all
a little Shazam inclusion would have gone like a long way with me on that too. But like I did like Pierce Brosnan as Dr. Fate. That was fun. No takers on that.
I don't know.
I like they're saying no. No. Back it up.
That's a hard no.
But anyways, he still went down to like the big Super Bowl championship or whatever they had, and then he like battle hawk wrapped people in the park. What?
Oh,
and
shit.
It's on like Facebook. I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm about to. You know what I'm saying? So
that's a definite sports minute segment there. One last one. This is Leticia. Me and my boyfriend have been in a slump lately in the sack. Do you guys have any secrets or ideas you could share to help get the sizzle in the sheets?
Get a side dude.
Hey. Just start cheating.
Listen to this guy. I don't be real lazy, get a Tinder account. I don't know. What do people do nowadays? I don't know. I've never really Like does that like that must suck like if you just lose the sizzle, right? I've never had that problem really. Like I feel like every person I've ever liked. Right? I don't know. Like, that would suck to, like, be married to somebody that eventually you don't become attracted to. That'd be horrible. I think I would leave, I'll be honest with you. I would try to make it work for a little bit, but I don't know. I'd give it about a year or two if I really loved them. If I hated their guts, I'd be like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Well, I was going to say, like, maybe, like, when you're driving in the car, like, you can get your boyfriend, you can like go down on your boyfriend and then
you can
have him you can like have him hold your head down and then give him the Tim Allen, you know, where it's like you slam on the brakes.
I think it's also known as a Tom Arnold. Oh, there you go. The
see
what you did there.
Right on, brother.
Right? Oh yeah,
that's a sound effect, dude.
And you're like,
oh yeah, bro.
Oh, God. Now you're doing it.
No. No, dudesy after dudesy.
Dudesy after dudes.
That's like, their that Patreon. It's
called. Is that what it is?
Dudesy after dudesy. That's the Patreon. Hour, right?
Wow,
Patreon.
I called it. Wow.
No, you didn't.
Damn. That's what you. You're on the Patreon of that thing.
Yeah,
I'm listen, not. Aaron is.
What's going on in there? The what's boy, the what's the deep? What's the behind myth, the pay curtain?
So you, half hour, and it's pretty. You know, I enjoy it. And then you also tend to get like once a month, like that Tom Brady stand up hour. Like that was pretty solid. Like I kind of want to hear what Dudesy comes up with next. And I got Bladonna. Like it was solid. I like watched it. Like I think I watched the whole thing. Like it was fun to listen to and watch. Weirdly enough. So it's kind of like partially like I keep thinking like if they go like a month without coming out with like a stunt like that, I'll probably be out. But like so far, so good. You got to get me with one stunt per month. That's a lesson for my own Patreon.
How come you're not like spreading the news on this podcast about dudes?
Spread the news.
Oh, I don't mind doing it. Like I'd have to like. Pay closer attention, but yeah, actually, you know what? That could be a fun. Why not just steal some Dudesy directly and then get Dudesy's attention? Like that's a great.
I thought that's what we were trying to do to begin with the Boatsy thing.
Can we rehash Boatsy? We'll reprogram them. What about if it's called Lazy? Right, Lazy, where we just lazily steal Dudesy's segments like off of the behind the pay curtain.
What if what if you have it like go through like Chad Colton's and Will Sasso's like profile online, have it just listen and then it just copies their shit and just what if it makes it better?
What about if it just said tagline like Will Lasso? What if it just said Will Lasso's boys? Yeah, no.
Will Lasso, isn't that another person?
I don't know. It's close enough.
It is close enough. I like.
What's
it.
His name?
Will Sasso. Sasso.
Oh, Will. Oh, Sasso.
Sasso. Yeah.
Will Sasso's boys.
It's got potential.
I'm gonna work it out.
Put it on the Patreon. The $1 tier.
Yippee!
Okay, so I am firmly out of smoke mails. My tabs do seem pretty replenished, save one that we get to at 5 o'clock. I got it ready.
What about some it's gossip?
What do you think? Bar gossip?
Mm. Is anyone got out
worth
there?
Worth a shot.
I'm gonna think back. Last time I was at a bar. Let me think.
I went to an open mic night.
Oh shit! Okay.
Now you're like, they people with dogs in there, and like it's like, dude. Whenever they like
live up north,
you know what I'm saying? It's just like, dude, you're some dude's playing like screechy guitar. The dog's barking all the time. Like, get a dog out of there. It's like some guy with a crackly voice that's singing on a shit microphone. Like the dogs are barking and howling at him, and it's like everyone's clapping about the dogs. Like
some guy's got like spoons in the back.
No, that's spoons.
It's horrible. No, I wouldn't get up there and do it there. Like I was gonna release the like Le Cruiser, where it's like a me in a mime outfit. Doing Chris Cruzy,
where I like the hounds.
I like climb the like tallest staircase and then like fall over with the baby, you know,
while doing Shakespeare.
I have this scene where I like trip over a stick, but then somehow put the stick in my butt, and then I smell the
somehow
stick, and then I like fall over again on another stick, like it's.
And then,
it like, seems like a very well thought out act.
I got it worked out. I'm just waiting to
play with your stomach. And
you pick it up. I can't do. Show all the goods the first time around.
You play with your belly button for 20 minutes, picking shit out of it.
It is the way. This is the cruiser way. So you guys want to hear about when I went to the doctor?
Do I ever?
Okay. Sure. So I went to the doctor because I had to get like a checkup and stuff, and like you know, I like my kidney stones, and I like threw my back out at the same time in the same area where my kidney is. So I was like in horrible pain. So like, you know, after a month, this was like, it started in the beginning of April, and I didn't go until like the beginning of May. So it was like a whole month of it, you know. I was going to go, but then I got COVID and I couldn't go for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, miserable. Anyways, the girl's like checking out my ears, and she's like, dude, she's like, I can't even see inside your ears. Uh-oh. You know? And I was like, oh, really? I was like, oh, really? And she's like, are you hard of hearing? And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, hold on a second. She like went in there and like did all this stuff and pulled out
all the wax.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yep.
And I could hear way better too now.
Oh, for sure. Wild. Yeah, that's
it was gross.
That happened to me once before.
I feel like
that's
have to ask
to me.
About your cleaning regimen now. What's the deal there?
Do you use Q-tips?
See, it's like, I use Q-tips. I like to
jam the wax in there. That's what
I like
told.
To not clean it for a while. Then I like to get like a nice like earwax buildup. So it's kind of like it's like a nature's lube. Ugh. And it's like as a straight man, it's like when you clean your ear, it's like really the only penetration that you can actually ever feel joy from.
True.
You know?
We discussed this. It's true.
You know?
You've never picked your nose when it's real crusty.
Oh, that's
good.
Okay.
A good
nose penetration. Is that the same thing? Is the nose inside your body though? Or is
it depends
like,
how
still
far
out?
You stick that finger. I mean, you could. Yeah. The Egyptians could pull your brains through your nose. So
that's true.
I mean, you can definitely.
Be fair, is your mouth inside your body? Not really.
It goes into your throat. Your nose goes into your throat, too.
Like no, your body is down here. Your body starts below all that.
Well, your throat fucking, I think. You know
what
I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah.
Fucking, are you serious?
Through the nostrils.
So
even
it's in the mouth.
Oh, guys.
Through the
nostrils. You know. Through the nostrils? Oh, come on. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's not my affair.
This is not my affair.
Do you think Ant-Man could, like...
Nostrils? Ooh, here we go.
Do you think Ant-Man could, like, put his, like, shrink his wiener in, like, miniature and then put it in someone else's, like, wiener hole and then, like, make it big again? You think that could be it? What do you think?
Yes. He could do that.
Pretty cool.
I think they should make a whole movie where half of it's just him doing that, but with different parts of his body.
Oh, but the dick hole is like the... Wow, that would be so weird. And then he would turn it to a normal size?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Or what if he was normal size, but he turned his wiener like real small?
Oh boy, that's
you know, for funs and giggles.
Yeah, that's the thing you want to do.
Is it like under new laws? Like when you shrink yourself so small, like can you do anything you want? Like you could hook up with an ant, right? And that's like not wrong. Because you're like really small.
Bestiality doesn't apply to insects, right? I don't think that. I don't think that's a thing. We should look into this. I think
bestiality. I think insects.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Here.
What if you like have like
I
a
figured,
cover
I
yourself
counts.
Like in
I think
jelly,
you shrink
and then like
this. I think it counts. You can't do that to the bugs either.
Don't you do that to that scorpion? Get that scorpion out of your ass.
I guess. No, that's bad too. I was gonna say maybe if you can kill it, you can. No, but not even then, because like think of all the things we kill that you can't do that with.
What if
all
you're in nature in it, and you're asleep, and it crawls in your butt? Right. Have you ever watched Naked and Afraid? There was a girl that had like insect larvae that crawled in her like butthole and like laid eggs. Yeah, it was really sick.
It is
gross. Made me
like a reverse bestiality. Reverse bestiality. Like you're camping, you call the cops and like, an ant crawled in my ass.
Yeah,
now you have to like question it for rape. You know. I want him charged.
I think that's how you end up in an insane asylum. There's probably not a lot of ways nowadays, but that would probably be right up there.
You just like they show up. You just have like some like jelly, Vaseline, and like some rubber gloves. Like you have to get it out of me. You have to get it out of me. What do you think they would do? Do you think they would call someone, or do you think they would try to get it out?
If I was the cop, I think it's in there for good
at that point.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't think the doctor would try to get a fire, like an ant, out of your butt if you paid him enough?
I think, literally, if it's starving,
there's some pretty big ants. They got those, what do they call them? Like tree eater ants, like those woodcutter ants. Like those things, yeah, they got huge mandibles. True. That was up your butthole, dude. That'd be doing some serious damage.
Oh my God, you're terrifying me.
I know, right? Well, yeah. That's what I'm here to do. Have you ever seen the Green Inferno? That's like what they do to like somebody. They put his ass on like an anthill or something. It's like, yeah, there's a scene in there where they chop some dude's dick off. It's a crazy movie.
What?
Yes, the Green Inferno. Like these scientists like end up in the Amazon with this tribe, and like, yeah, it gets pretty fucked up.
Oh, is that movie or whatever? Or is it a book?
No, it's a movie. I don't know if it was. It could have been a book before.
I saw that. Or it's like a documentary crew that goes up. Yes. But they're the ones that doing all the fucked up shit.
They're all like white scientist suits.
Yeah, they like spit roast people and shit.
Dude, it's like each person dies a horrible death. One person gets eaten alive by like I think it's pigs or something by like the feet first too. Alive? Can you imagine alive feet first, dude?
Yeah, I think
with pigs, they're not your teeth aren't that like sharp. It's not like a bear, dude. It's good. You're gonna be there for a minute feeling.
What would you rather have that happen or like have one of those like baby cows suck your dick off like in the cowboy way?
Is that what happens in the cowboy way?
Right? Wait, what a minute? I missed that.
You know the movie with Donald Sullivan or
Woody Harrelson, right?
Yeah.
Is that what the movie was about?
They needed some guy to talk, and so they took him to the like cow farm, and they pulled on his pants and tied him to the like.
I don't remember this.
And they brought out a baby cow that would just got done suckling from his mommy's teat, and they were gonna like let it go on that guy's wiener.
Yeah. Did they let it go though, or did he talk?
He got one lick in.
One sweet little.
And then he started blabbing like a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Came all over the cow's face, and they were like, "Really? No. What the fuck? Come on, man!" They beat the fuck out of him.
It feels like I should revisit that movie. Honestly, it was a pretty great one.
Deserves a closer look. Well, all right.
Oh, also, when I went to the doctor, I'd give like a urine sample because I had to like see about my kidneys or whatever.
This nurse
handed me in like a jar, and then they handed me like
a
penis, like a dick wipe, and he's like, "Make sure you clean the tip of your penis." What are these people? They're telling like, "I gotta clean the tip of my penis nowadays."
American.
Like,
well, after she said.
Good burn.
Good callback. That's a good one. Solid. Yeah. A rim shot indeed, sir. That's a good one.
I've actually, in that same scenario, been told that complimented on how clean my ears are. I was like, still talk about it 20 years
later. What do you do that's so different?
Every time I get out of the shower, I clean my ears.
With what, a Q-tip?
Every day. Yeah. One in a rag? A fresh one.
So you're like melting rag? You're like melting the wax with the heat?
Yeah, that's right.
So you use moisture and heat, you say?
What if you're just using like a hair dryer? Would that work as well? Instead of like getting wet?
I don't have that problem, unfortunately. It would be nice.
What, a hair dryer?
Yeah, I don't have hair anymore, basically. So I
That's true, yeah.
I haven't used a hair dryer maybe ever.
You still got some hair though, right?
Maybe I used a hair dryer in the 90s.
What about what do you got? You got the cage going on now? The rage cage or what?
I don't know. It's got like a sort of 3/4-inch thing on top at first. I did trust a lady who was like, "I've been cutting my bald husband's hair like this for years." Let me give it a try.
I know, right? that old sentence was horror. Yeah.
But I'm growing it back out. It's fine. It'll grow back.
I remember I remember one time I got a haircut and I just, like, you know, let the lady kind of do whatever. And, like, she gave me this dumbass, like, swoop thing where it was like, you know, like, hey, where you take all your hair and you swoop it to one side, you know, slick. And I was like, and I just took one look at myself. I was like, I look like a douchebag. And, like, the look on her face was just like I ruined her entire career. I was like, I hate it. I hate it. I was like, dude, I'm pretty honest. As I get older and older, I'm like,
what happened? Did you still pay for it? Did you get it? Did she give you a new haircut or what?
I even gave her, dude, when I get a haircut, like, cause like a haircut's like $15. So I usually tip them like 15, like $15, $20, you know? And if they got like really big titties and they're really nice, it's like $25 all day long. Like, I will tip $25.
Depending on the breast size, that's how much you tip them.
It's like, it's more like conversation if they're nice, all that good shit. But yeah, if you got some big tits, it's like anything else. You got big titties and you're a waitress, you're going to get more money. That's just how life works, folks. Sorry, but it is.
What if you had a nice ass instead?
Yeah, that too. That'll work, but she's not like shoving her ass in my face while she's cutting my hair. If she was, then yes, another $5.
Would you pay would you pay someone?
Try shoes on your feet.
I'm not a feet guy, but I mean, it is interesting.
Your feet, she's changing her feet, but her ass is in your face while she's like trying to put a shoe on your
face. Well, as long as there's an ass in my face, well, then yes, sign me up.
So you would go for an ass in your face if she were putting shoes on your feet?
Yeah. Why not?
Would you let the barber or the barb? What do you? What are people? The hairdresser. Cut your hair with her feet if her ass was in your face, though. Knowing that it could be a choppy job.
Now that would be one hell of a show. I mean, with the feet alone is like, I mean, if you could pull that off alone is amazing. But now what I got an ass in my face. Bonus.
What if she was like trimming your pubes while her ass was in your face? Does that work better?
Sign me. Where do I go for this?
It's still part.
What about a nice personality woman that like gets into a car accident? That like loses her arms, but she was like been a like a hairdresser. She's been like a hairdresser for years, and she still has the heart to be a hairdresser. So she learns how to cut hair with her feet, but she also has a real plump ass. And even though her like haircutting skills are bad, people like still like go to her shop all the time, and she like thinks she's like
about that hairdresser in the 90s. What was it, Monique? I think that was
That wasn't Monique, but
remember
I wish Monique. I hate Monique actually, but I wish she did have no arms.
What does she even do now? I haven't even.
She like won an Oscar for like what, like Precious or something like that.
Was that right? Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wasn't she the mom or something like that?
She was the mom. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
She like doesn't shave her legs, and like that's cool.
I was just gonna say, gross. I used to like her, but a long time ago, someone told me she doesn't shave her legs, and it always stuck with me. And you just said she doesn't shave her legs. It was you.
I don't have a problem with people not shaving their legs. Like if you don't want to shave your legs, that's great.
Do what you want to do, but
you don't go on national television and make people pet your leg hair.
Gross and uncomfortable.
It is.
Yeah, everything about
it's like the reverse Weinstein. You know?
Yeah, wasn't she in that weird horror movie where she was like the mom that like sewed like some girl's lips or something? Like, wasn't that her? Right?
There was this movie called Fat Girls, I think, where it was like, where she gets depressed and she, I don't know, you'd have to check it out.
Hey, I saw that one movie. Wasn't it that one movie you told? Was it The Menu?
Yes.
Yeah, so I saw that and like,
yeah,
it was pretty good. I liked it because like
I lit
them all up like with like s'mores. Just eating a cheeseburger on a yacht. Like, I'm like, I don't know, but what does that mean? There's symbolism there. So what the fuck does the cheese? What is her eating a cheeseburger, watching the whole thing burn down? Mean? I'm not enough of an artist.
It was like his last gift to the world. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like he was gonna kill everyone. He's her because she wasn't there. Yeah, she wasn't supposed to be there. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was the one that made her the cheeseburger.
He fell in love with cooking. He fell in love with cooking because of making cheeseburgers.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. I got and, that.
We all agree. He was a baddie, but he let her stab him with like a small blade.
That, I like that. It's like, I like that part. That part was great.
The part where like everybody like ran from the island and they chased them all down and brought them back to the island.
That was
like,
fun.
I was like, what the hell is going on?
John Leguizamo was good.
Yeah. That was another surprising. Like, this guy just keeps showing up in movies where he's just like, all right, yeah, why not? Why not bring John Leguizamo in?
I don't know if you guys watched The Daily Show when he was hosting for a week, but it was pretty solid. You know?
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, he would be a great late. Yeah, I do miss the late night. My closer look.
Are you going through with withdrawal too? I am too. Like I am. That's like my thing in the morning I do. Like I watch all of them.
Yes, me too. Yeah. On YouTube. I watch.
Yeah, me too.
YouTube. Yeah.
This writer strike is fucked up. It's like, yeah. Dude, Jesus, God. There's not like all like, and then even on Saturday and Sundays, I even get desperate and watch a little Bill Maher. You know what I'm saying? That's gone too.
Yes,
you know?
It is. Yep, you're right.
God, horrible.
Now you're stuck to what I'm doing, like going through all these YouTube creators and like, oh, what's this guy doing? I like to give guys that are like just starting out a shot where it's like, well, this guy doesn't sound like a complete idiot. Let's see where he's going. Because a lot of the guys that are like super, super popular are like, oh, this is what we're doing today. It's like, oh, this is so.
I like to think that Amish, like, it's like an Amish family that like unwraps dildos and sex toys. Like it's great. Cool. Have you guys seen that one?
No.
It's like all these like super like, you know, Amish people that like hate all that stuff. And then they like order a bunch of sex toys and they like talk about how it's like the devil. You know?
I'm going to put the devil in me tonight.
It's funny because it's like, why would they be having like phones to tape themselves? Right? I mean, is that what Amish people do?
I don't know.
Amish people have phones?
I feel like they're.
I don't think they're supposed to. Right? I mean,
or is that like the Mennonites?
There's gotta be one in the house, right? They keep maybe not charged it or.
Okay, this is what I do know about Amish people because I did work with a couple Amish roofers and they used like they hand nailed everything and like they but like most of the wood and like they used like a lift and like they didn't.
Did they drive there?
No, but somebody else drove them there. They didn't arrive in a horse and a buggy. Like the job was in the middle of nowhere. But dude, these guys like threw up a metal roof on like what was it, a 20 by like 100-foot pole barn or something. Dude, it was a pretty decent sized pole. Dude, it was like six or seven of them, and they had that thing done in like 4 days. I was like, I was astounded. Like, the only people I've ever seen work that fast are like are Mexicans. Mexicans make they're absolutely astounding how fast they work. I'm constantly blown away by how fast they
work.
They are. They're fast.
And Red Rocker, keep on keeping your secrets a secret. You talk.
This has been your main man, Lunch Meat.
It's me. Trout, trout. Have a good night. Tuesday night, my stop. Boss too quiet at the cup. Up and it's full of step outside. You too late when you walk. But all my heart just breathe.
And those of you know, to stick around for the after hours, under hours. That's, of course, where we get a little blue with it. We don't introduce ourselves, but we do get into it. Is there anything we missed this week? I believe you were saying something, Trent, about some Mexicans.
Yeah, I love Mexicans. These Mexicans are great. They are. Dude, I love Mexican food. There isn't anything I don't like about Mexican people. Like, they just really have it together. You know, like, they got a good family. Like, they got a culture.
Have you seen that?
Like, every Mexican, like, crew
here's
I've
the
ever
test.
Been with,
are
they
you,
always have a dad on the crew. There's always, like, uncles. It's like a whole family thing. It's not, like, a bunch of just random dudes. It's always, like, a family. Like, usually there's, like, a lot of them have, like, women that are working. It's, like, pretty like, they're very diverse. Like,
do you think the term? Do you think the term? Do you think the term Speedy Gonzalez is overplayed or outdated?
You talked about this in your last podcast.
Yeah, but we want your opinion now. You know, they heard it from us.
My opinion? I don't know. This doesn't really, I don't know. It's such an old cartoon, isn't it? Like, who even, like, Looney Tunes? Is it, what are we talking about, Six Flags rides here? Like, what are we doing?
He's not even in Six Flags anymore.
Was he ever, though? Did he even have a
ride?
Did he really?
No, but. I mean,
if you don't have a ride, you're not relevant. You gotta have a ride if you're in a theme park.
It seems like that one should have a ride because it goes fast, right? You can go to, like, mice holes, like holes and shit.
They're already got the fast. There you go. So they don't need too fast. They got the Roadrunner, you know. If they got to choose
Two, there you go.
Saying they're gonna go with Roadrunner 100 out of 100. The thing about Speedy Gonzalez. What if we call him Speedy? Is that okay?
Didn't he have a more racist cousin that was, like, super lazy?
The lazy one, yeah.
Yeah, no, but his name was, like, Lazy Gonzalez or something. He was, like, super...
It was tainted. It's tainted.
That my one was... tainted. Now, if they didn't have that, it would just be like, all right, he's just, like, a mouse that at the time, that's just how it was. But, like, once you throw in the lazy, it's like, all right, like, that's a bit much, fellas.
If you,
you guys are definitely... Like,
if you guys, if you could make any, like, your own, like, a roller coaster, what theme would it be? You know, what would be in it? Like, would it, like, go through a human body or
Rocket Flag and Eagle?
What
about, like, RoboCop the ride?
Okay, ooh, that's pretty good.
That's like something that I feel like Universal Studios like did.
What would happen? Would it be like some sort of gun that you would shoot,
like,
things
flying through these alleys and then like
alleys? Okay. What about, like, the crying game, like, roller coaster?
Uh-oh. You're just in a shower for 20 minutes, just, like, listening to the crying game song. Like, at the end of it, you feel really good because you cried for 20 minutes. Like, that's great.
Did anyone see Clerks 3? Did anyone watch that yet or what?
Is there a way to see it for free yet?
It was horrible. No.
I haven't heard anything good or bad about it, so that must mean it must be...
Show. Give
yep.
It was pretty horrible. Everything about it was pretty horrible. He's got to give up this. I had a heart attack. Right? It's like, oh, I had a heart attack. No, it's like all bullshit. Like, get over Kevin Smith. Yes, you're skinny now. Deal with it. You had a heart attack. Get on with it. You're alive. You know what I'm saying? He's like, God.
He just spent a little time in a mental recovery ward, if you mind.
Oof. Well, he's been using that excuse since, like, Jay and Silent Bob rehash or whatever it was called, right?
Jeez. That's like, what's the last Jay and Silent Bob that I'm
when's the last time he actually made, like, a movie that you were, like, proud to talk about besides, like, I guess Tusk?
Dogma, maybe?
That was, like, the 90s, though.
Yeah,
right?
And it was okay. Could you sit through, what is it, 3 hours long of Dogma now? I wouldn't.
No,
we both have kids. I have a real life. I have money to make. I'm not sitting through 3 hours of Dog. I have a wife I can be doing things with.
It was like 100 minutes. It's like 1 hour and 40 minutes.
Can you just convince your wife to watch Dogma with you? It's not like
I can convince my wife to listen to this podcast before I can listen.
Actually, you know what?
I bet she's a secret listener. I bet she's a secret listener
to the last three of them, and like, yeah, I've just found it out recently. Yeah, and yeah, I knew she's it. Like, yeah, right.
Is she a fan?
Yeah, no, she likes it. Yeah,
yes.
Like, yeah, no, she likes it. Yeah, you know, yeah.
What about What about your soup girl? Have you made her listen to the podcast?
Oh,
no, I have let that go for the time being.
And she's out again, or what?
Out again. I don't know.
Stove is a little too hot to touch.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, it's like not. This has happened before. Like, it can pick back up. But
you think you're gonna get in there with, like, the baby? Like, you should do some sort of, like, kidnapping. Oh, you should do, like, a doll napping. You know.
I could play the kidnapper, and we could hold a fake ransom in a park, and you could, like, fake beat me up, and then, like, you could totally get laid over it.
I can get you a doll's toe by 2:30.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying.
Finishing my copy. I'm finishing my copy.
I mean, what are we talking about here? I get you a doll's toe. I mean, what the fuck? We bust the balls or we can do business? What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's like that.
So tune in weekly to hear the latest and see if we get a nibble on the fishing line. That's 414-XOXO Lake, but the O's are zeros and the K has a silent E.